Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Again, at the end of the season, Rochester and Winnemac colliding here this evening. Joined by Randy Wynn, and Randy, for Rochester, coming off a game where they lost to Cass. They only scored 34 points. They dropped that game by 15. I know having Quinn Stasiak not in the lineup certainly didn't help the cause. He's back tonight. This team should be whole and hopefully ready to go.
Well, it is. And, you know, you heard Coach Stasiak didn't really show a whole lot. I think he's more worried about Cass, because obviously Cass right now, at least first week of January, is probably the favorite in the sectional, especially with their 9-1 record, I think Cass has now. And so obviously they're the favorites, so they're probably looking at that. So we'll see what the Zebras try to do here tonight, is that, like you said, back to full strength with Quinn back in the lineup.
Rochester, a pair of wins over Winnemac last year, including the postseason meeting, and that snapped a 5-game losing streak in the series with this rival from Pulaski County. For Rochester, mentioning Stasiak again, it's not just the points per game, it's not just the rebounds. We could label a few of the stats that he is very proficient in. It's the physicality and simply the knowledge of the game that makes a big difference for this team.
Well, it is. And you know, when you mentioned Quinn and have him up there, and that's what Coach Malco said he missed about him really on last week with Lewis Cass, is the physicality. He knew that Quinn would battle down low. And, you know, the funnier thing is, knowing Quinn growing up like that, he was a point guard all his life in middle school and everything else. And now he gets into the high school. As he grows, he's really matured and got physical, and he likes playing down low better.
So Rochester coming off that first loss, now at 3-1. And for Winnemac, they stand at 2-3, an 0-3 start. They salvage a game in the Hawk Classic Championship game, taking on South Bend Career, winning by 13. Then they knocked off Culver 54-40. But when you think of Winnemac basketball in recent years, they've graduated Will Larkin, 24 points per game, a kid who could stroke it from three, get to the free throw line. They've also lost, thanks to graduation, Shaden May, 9-10 points per game, high IQ kid. Tyson Johnson, he moves on to play at Cass High School. There's been some big names, yeah, and a lot of points who have departed the program here in the last couple of years.
Well, they have, and you know, Coach Alan Hugler has been in his second stint now with the Winnemac Warriors, and really just trying to build that program back up and getting these kids going and getting some of those names filled. You know, it's tough to fill some of those shoes with those kids, especially when you mention like a Will Larkin and some of those guys like that. It's tough to fill those points, but you know, that's what he's trying to work and trying to get some of these kids to get ready to get to that level.
You'll hear more from Coach Malco coming up, but one of the things that he noted that he did kind of reveal may happen tonight, you'll hear us during the course of a broadcast say, Rochester's in a 2-3. They're in a man-to-man. They're in a diamond and one full-court defense. We may say all those and more during the course of this broadcast.
Well, that's the way he sounds in the pregame there, what he's talking about coming out in a lot of the full-court press, trying to get these kids ready. As, it sounds strange to say, only 2 months of basketball left, but, boy, these 2 months are going to be busy. And, you know, this is time now where you start preparing for the tournament and seeing what you need to work on as the final 2 months of basketball are right around the corner.
I've got to believe one of the rough things for these boys' basketball coaches, at least most of them at this point, this is game 5 for Rochester. We should be talking about game 8, 9, 10 at this point.
Yeah.
Do you know what you've got? I don't know if coaches, even if they bring back a lot of guys from the previous year, I don't know if they know what they've got just yet.
Well, you'll hear Coach Malco talk about this being the first road game of the year, too, for Rochester. So, you know, that's kind of weird. You're talking January 5th, first road game, and they've been playing basketball for a month and a half. Kind of strange as well. But, yeah, these kids are still, they always say, you know, mid-season peak. Well, this is mid-season date-wise, but it's not number-wise. So, yeah, these kids still got a lot of growing to do and figuring out these kids playing together, and they haven't played together as a team for the last two games because of COVID.
First road trip, last road trip was in this facility.
Yeah, it was. Kind of an odd situation, kind of sitting in the same area where I was for the sectional championship game. So Coach Malco concludes that in the pregame as well. But for Rochester Zebras on this floor. So, you know, he's looking to start out the 2021 season, a portion of the season, with a good win here tonight on the road.
Randy had a chance to talk with Coach Malco. We'll hear more in the Pulaski Memorial Hospital coaches interview coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the pregame interview. This coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. And alongside now, Zebra head coach Rob Malco. Coach, game night again tonight, and the Zebras are on the road to start the week here. Three road games. How do you feel about coming out on the road this week?
Well, you know, our first road trip, it's awful different to be playing our first road game January 5th. Usually we have a few under our belt by now. So, you know, reacquainting ourselves with travel things, making sure everything gets loaded up properly, making sure the guys understand there's a proper etiquette to riding the bus and handle themselves on the road and preparing for a game. And, it's a business trip. So coming here and trying to get a win and playing well, hopefully.
Kind of an interesting trip as well, coming back to your alma mater and also, your second stint at the boys. And then coaching against Alan Hugler, who is also in his second stint as the head coach at Winnemac. So it's kind of a interesting night here tonight.
Well, it's always interesting and coming back home to play. I played a lot of games in this gymnasium, saw a lot of games in this gymnasium. That's why winning the sectional, ironically, in 95, we won the girls sectional here when I coached Sheila McMillan and the crew. And then, winning our fifth boys sectional and winning that one here last winter was pretty cool. So a lot of fond memories here and a lot of good people. But at the end of the day, the Zebras are coming here to hopefully take care of business.
So you think about that, and I kind of didn't put two and two together. Your last road trip was right here.
Yeah, the last time we were on the bus was coming to Winnemac in the sectional and, beating the Bombers and pretty happy road trip on the way home. This is our last home game. Our last game was played here last season in our first road game. So feels like home away from home a little bit after the sectional.
Coach, tonight you get Quinn Stasiak back in the on the bench, and that'll make a big difference for what he brings to the club. And it's not just, you know, the scoring part. It's the communications and everything that Quinn brings with him.
No doubt. The physicality that Quinn has it changes us as a team. And anytime you lose, you know, one of your key players, it forces everybody else into a different rotation or a different role and to try to be successful. And, you know, we were able to beat North Miami, but it was a little too much to try to overcome against Lewis Cass. And, but at the end of the day, a good experience without him for our young players. Like we talked about with Tarek and Aiden, they got some minutes that, in the sense of how their role changed, it was important. And yeah, I think we got better as a team. Even though we took the loss, we got better as a team against Lewis Cass.
Tonight, you mentioned McLaughlin and coming out tonight. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he reacts now having Quinn with him and still doing the good things that he did without him.
Well, there's no doubt. And practice has been good since Quinn's been back. So, you know, he was out that short period. I think we'll bounce right back into our normal rotation. And I think everybody is glad to have him back. And we sure have more depth now than we had before he left, with him especially, and seeing a couple of other players step up in his absence.
Winnemac Warriors, a team that's struggling a little bit. You like to see a great start here and kind of make them wonder what's going on.
Well, we do, and Winnemac at home is always good. You know, they're going to play hard, and, you know, we got to come out and match their intensity, and I think guys are still adjusting to without fans, but it seems like once you get through the first couple minutes of the game, everybody kind of falls into just playing the game like we're supposed to. So, you know, I look forward to seeing how we play and hopefully getting a win.
What do you want to see out of tonight's game? Obviously, you know, we talk every time. You want to see a W, but you're still, this is only game five. You're still early in the season. You got 2 months of basketball yet. What are you looking to get out of tonight?
Well, obviously, besides the win, we want to get out of here healthy. We want to grow a little bit in how we tonight. I want to see if our pressure packages are able to be successful. We want to get back to where we're mixing our defenses up. We kind of hang our hat on the defensive end of the floor. And on some nights we figure out the offense, and other night it flows. But like I tell the guys, defense is going to always be there. There's no reason to have a bad night defensively. No reason to have a bad night rebounding-wise, ball handling-wise. But sometimes the shots won't fall. And so I want to make sure we're getting back to that mentality of playing good defensively.
The other night against Lewis Cass, you know, the bigs got in a little foul trouble. Ryan Holt and Reinhardt got in early foul trouble. How important is it tonight for them to stay out of foul trouble?
Well, we addressed that. We talked about the fact that on the road, you got to, you know, keep your hand out of the cookie jar. You got to trace the ball, don't reach, don't go over the back, and be smart and play smart basketball. So hopefully we do that.
Tonight, the Winnemac Warriors, and again, in the Zebras, as you prepare, too, I mean, as you get ready for sectional time, turnovers, we only had you for like 9 or 10 the other night. That's a great number for a varsity basketball.
Well, we're only averaging a little over 8 turnovers a game right now, so I like that number. I like the way we've been defending for the most part this season. We got to get a little sharper offensively, so hopefully we see those things all come together tonight.
Keys to a victory.
I think how we pressure and how well we move our feet without fouling, and you know, keep ourselves between the basket and the ball. Communication, make sure we're really talking on defense, because we're going to be changing things up a lot. And I'd like to see us execute on offense a little better tonight than we did against Cass.
5 starters.
We're going to go back with Quinn and Kyle and Trent as our 3 forwards, and then we're going to have Grant and Tarek as our guards.
Coach, wish you the best of luck. I look forward to talking to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
Rob Malco, the Rochester Zebras, back with more of the pregame show. This coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami
counties.
There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Rochester 3-1 on the road at 2-3 Winamac. Good evening, Johnny McCurry, Randy Wynn. Time for a look at our starting lineups. They're brought to you by Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. For the Zebras of Rochester at 3-1, averaging 51.8 points per game, giving up 34.8 on the defensive end. Starting at one guard, Grant McCarter, a 6'2 senior wearing number 3. Joining him in the backcourt, a 5'9 sophomore, number 4, Tarek McLaughlin. At a forward, 6'4, number 11, Kyle Reinhartz, a senior and fellow classmate. At a forward, 6'2, number 12, Trenton Reinholt. And rounding out the starting lineup at 6'3, a senior forward, number 2, Quinn Stasiak. Rochester coached by Rob Malko in his fourth season in this second stint with the team. For Winamac, it'll be Trent Fox, a 5'10 senior wearing number 3. At a guard, 5'11 senior, number 5, Carson Bennett. A 6'1 junior, number 12, Russell Compton. 6'3 senior, number 13, Matt Swartzell. And a junior at 5'11, number 23, Bo Brandt. Winamac 2-3, 50.4 points per game, 54.8 on the defensive end. Coached by Alan Hugler in his eighth year, and like Coach Malko, in his second stint with this program. Again, for Winamac, Fox, Bennett, Compton, Swartzel, and Brandt. For Rochester, Stasiak, McCarter, McLaughlin, Reinhartz, and Reinholt. Tip is next. High school basketball on Giant FM Sports.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC. Making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Local radio is high school basketball, basketball. On Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Randy Wynn, Winamac High School, home of the Warriors out of the Hoosier North, and they welcome in Rochester for a game that, again, could be a part of things come sectional 37 time. Rochester in road black, trimmed in gold. Winnemac in the home whites, trimmed in maroon. Randy Wynn, some difference makers for this ball game tonight.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how Quinn gets off to a great start here tonight. He's been two games that he hasn't been able to play, and I think getting him back in the rhythm. And the other interesting part will be how well Tarek McLaughlin and Grant McCarter had to get open. He had to work open. He didn't get the shots that he normally would, but he was able to get it to McLaughlin, and he was able to get some shots that he normally hasn't had. So interesting to see how they go tonight with that. For Winnemac, you know, is he able to stay at his average? Is Rochester slowing down and then make somebody for Winnemac?
Russell Compton, 12.6 points per game. Carson Bennett, just under 9.5, and Bo Brandt at 9. Winnemac, though, shooting the basketball, been a bit of an adventure in the low 30s as a team, and that field goal percentage has been consistent for, again, just a handful of ball games as they stand at 2-3. JV game, Rochester wins 40-33. It got down to 38-33, and I mean down because Rochester was up by double figures.
Yeah, they did. Like you said, it was a five-point game at one point with, like, minutes ago. But able to hold on to the JV squad, they got things started out right tonight.
Time to tip this thing off. It's brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Rochester trying to get back to winning ways after one loss against a good Lewis Cass team. And now Winnemac trying to extend a modest two-game win streak. The tip is knocked around at the midcourt line, picked up and controlled by Winnemac. Russell Compton at the point. He'll deliver a pass on the right side to Bennett. A quick trap by the Rochester defense. Bennett picks up the dribble, finds help top of the key in the form of Bo Brandt. Brandt toward the right sideline. In the corner. Dribble picked up by Fox, helped out on the sideline again by Brandt, and everything for Winnemac is right in front of the Rochester bench.
Ziebert putting that high pressure on right now.
Catch on the left wing, head fake, dribble drive down to the baseline by Bennett, cut off there, bounce pass outside. A three attempt is nothing but net. Trent, 4 of 10 on threes, now 5 on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Rochester looking for the answer, a dribble, and a take to the basket off the right hand. Tarek McLaughlin. And the sophomore gets to the rim, doesn't convert, but he was fouled. Nice stop-and-go motion. He'll go to the free-throw line.
Trent Fox picks up his first, going to be the team first. Great move by McLaughlin, and he'll get to go to the charity stripe.
Try to put Rochester on the board, and the first is off the back and front rim. No good. On the season, McLaughlin, not many free-throw attempts, but has struggled. Now 1 of 6 on the young season. His second shot is good. 3-1 Winnemac here after a possession each way, and full-court pressure looking to trap is Rochester. Winnemac breaks it across the timeline, driving, wild layup, way too hard off the glass by Bennett. Rebound lost, and lost out of bounds. It will stay with Winnemac. 1 minute into play, 3-1 Warriors. Inbounding baseline. Thrown up top into the hands of Compton. Compton now being checked out by the timeline by Reinhardt on the point of what has been a trapping defense on the sidelines. Top of the key touch, thought about a three was Compton, instead took it inside, had it swatted away, and off the defensive play, out of bounds, it'll be Winnemac basketball, Trenton Reinhold getting his hand on that shot.
Rochester very aggressive right now anytime he gets to a wing or down low.
Covering the basketball on the sideline, Brandt. He'll split defenders, runner in the paint, but a foul call before the shot. It'll be a foul on the floor.
It's going to be on McLaughlin. It's going to be his first, team first.
Still 3-1 Winnemac, inbounding baseline. In the corner, a catch for Compton. Comes up top, Bennett. Left side three, rimmed out long. Weak side rebound taken away by McCarter. McCarter will put it on the floor, bring it front court. Stop and go motion, right-handed dribble, jump stop. Elevates. Shot was rejected, and off the 10-foot jumper, then a tip on the rebound, out of bounds, off the hands of Rochester. And a timeout with 6:22 left to go. and an early timeout by Rob Malco.
Yeah, not liking seeing the continuity. It's not really there right now for the Zebras. So Coach Malco want to settle things down before it gets out of hand. Again, just 3-1 here early, but no sense in letting it fester.
High school basketball, Giant FM Sports, and 92.1 WROI. Brought to you by Culligan of Fulton County. Better water, pure and simple. By First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. And Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you. Rochester breaks huddle. Winamac now doing so. It'll be Winamac basketball coming length of the court against full court pressure.
Yeah, and I think Coach Malco may want to make sure we get this full court press set up as well, make sure everybody was in the right spots.
At the point of the press, Reinhardt's in his 6'4 length. Winamac breaks it by throwing up the middle. Catch there, now the set in the half court. Catch on the sideline for Fox at the free throw line. Runner over the defender, missed by Brandt. Rebound taken away by McLaughlin. Into the front court, Rochester. Pass entered into the post, knocked away and stolen. And then the ball tipped away on the dribble as Winamac tried to get out in transition. On the right-hand dribble over on the far side, McLaughlin. It'll come to McCarter. Outside beyond the arc, Reinhardt. Inside, splitting defenders, going up, losing control of the ball, McCarter. And off McCarter, I think it caught the hip of a Winamac defender and went out of bounds.
Yeah, Rochester trying to go aggressive to the hole that time and was able to knock it off. Winamac knocked it off himself.
Still 3-1 Winamac. Ball inbounded, thrown up top. And a catch on the right side now for McCarter. Back to the basket. Outside, fake left, go right, McLaughlin. Pass on to the left wing, now up top, McCarter. Into the right corner. If McLaughlin would have had a second more, I think he pulls the trigger on that three. Passed it up, gets it outside to McCarter. Now from the corner, a three. It rims out. Rebound on the floor, saved by Rochester's McLaughlin. Outside for a top of the key three, missed by McCarter. Another tip up Rochester. That's also off the rim. And Winamac finally able to clear the defensive rebound.
Yeah, Coach Malco not going to like those short bunny misses.
3-1 Winamac in the paint, and I was about to say getting away with the travel, but I won't have to. Carson Bennett tried to sidestep a defender and was called for traveling.
Well, you know, it's a Tuesday night, too, so it's kind of an odd night to be playing. They haven't played a lot of Tuesday nights yet, so Zebra's a little slow getting started here.
Catch outside, holding is Reinhold. Toward the right corner with Stasiak. Into the left corner, a touch there for Reinhold. Top of the key. McLaughlin. And now a bounce pass across the way. Into the corner now, McLaughlin. Driving off the dribble. McCarter, 15-footer free throw line jumper, missed. Rebound taken away defensively by Schwartzel. Up and down we go, just not a lot of points to show for it. 3-1 Winamac, and back into the trapping zone, Rochester.
Both teams having shooting woes right now.
Backing away on the dribble, taking a look is Fox. Now driving and a collision as Brandt runs into the defender, and he'll be called for an offensive foul.
And that's going to be Brandt's first, team second.
And Rochester picks up the turnover as well and brings the basketball front court, still looking for that first field goal as we near the midway point in the first. And McLaughlin picked up his dribble unguarded at midcourt, had to wait for help. Stasiak baseline, good curl down inside the left block and too far under the rim. Reinhold couldn't get the ball to climb up and over. Into the front court on the quick push is Compton. Brandt, a catch, power dribble off the block, left it short, got his own rebound and kicks it out. Head fake and a no shot by Bennett. And now a timeout from behind the Winamac offense taken by the Warriors bench.
Yeah, Coach Hugler not liking what he's seeing as well and decided to call the timeout.
3:42 left to go in the first. Inyard's True Value scoreboard is reasonably quiet. 3-1 Winamac right now, and neither coach, you've already used the phrase a couple of times, happy with what they're seeing, and it's primarily on the offensive end.
Well, Rochester 0-for-6 right now from the floor. Winamac just 1-of-6 from the floor.
Ouch.
Yeah.
High school basketball, Giant FM Sports, brought to you in part by RTC Communications, phone, cable, and internet, and Shepherd Chevrolet and Buick of Rochester, where they will always treat you like family.
Some scores from around the area. Girls basketball. Central Catholic leads Pioneer 9-6 after one. It's Wawasee over Central Noble, or Central Noble over Wawasee 25-15.
Winnemac inbounding baseline coming out of a timeout. Up top holding is Compton, covered up there by Reinerts. With it, catch on the sideline is Fox, and nice drop-down bounce pass. In the paint is Brant, can't finish in traffic, gets his own offensive rebound. Compton for three, off the back rim, no. And the rebound taken away defensively by Blake Hughes, a 6'6 senior forward in the game for Rochester. And then Rochester into the front court, more offensive woes as McLaughlin looked up. All of a sudden, there's Hughes right on top of him. They nearly collide, and the ball is lost out of bounds.
You heard Coach Mako say just under nine turnovers a game. They've already got three right now.
Catch on the left sideline. Matt Swartzel toward the corner. Bouncing underneath Brant, quickly surrounded. Top of the key catch, Fox. Missed the three. Defensive rebound, McCarter. McCarter, long look ahead, catch back to the basket, Reinerts, and finds Stasiak, the trailer, but he's not able to finish again inside the left block as it falls off the front of the rim. 3-1 Winnemac, 2:42 left to go in the first. Here's Brant nearly falling down into the paint, kick for Swartzel, and the lefty knocks down the three. Matt Swartzel, 3 points per game, but a 67% in limited time three-point shooter. 6-1, Winnemac. 2:20 left to go and a whistle off the basketball. It'll be a three-second call against the Rochester offense.
Turnover number four for the Zebras.
McCarter will sit. Number 30 is Aiden Smith, a 5'11 sophomore guard in for Rochester.
Aiden played well against Lewis Castle. I think Coach Malco just looking for somebody to get a spark going here.
Rochester with a new man in the lineup, Ryan Greger, a 5'10 junior guard up top. He has it holding against the zone. And Rochester, looks like they've pulled this back into more of a 2-3 look. Look out, top of the key.
Bobo here in the first quarter.
Three different guys and a 9-1 lead. Rochester still looking for that first field goal, putting it hard on the dribble drive from the top of the key. Just into the game, Aiden Smith has the defender on his left hip, called for the foul.
Ryan Greger going to pick up his first, team third. A couple more substitutions for Rochester.
Number 40 into the game, Reese Redding, 6'1 senior number 40. And for Rochester, on the floor with McLaughlin, Reinhold. Inbounding will be Smith. And here comes a box offensive play on the inbounds. It does come into the post, but then back outside. Catch on the perimeter now for Smith. One dribble, no place to go. Picks it up and now brings it over for Reinhold to the right of the key. Smith with a catch just inside the volleyball line. Step back, can't find a shot. Coming to the basketball is McLaughlin. He'll drive and bank it up and in. And there may not be too many guys Tarek McLaughlin finds that he's as tall, maybe even slightly taller than, but he took Trent Fox to the basket and made him pay.
Fox picks up his second, and that's going to be the team fourth. McLaughlin will get to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Swartzel will check out for Winnemac. Jaden Terry, a 6-foot junior in. Fox will take his two fouls down to the bench, and number 20, Alex Stark, a 5'10 junior, replaces him. McLaughlin responsible for all three Rochester points, trying to make it four, and he converts on the three-point play. McLaughlin will sit. Number three, Grant McCarter, back on the floor for head coach Rob Malco. And now Rochester is taking the cap off the basket with a field goal, down 9-4 with a minute 20 left in the period.
1-7 right now from the floor.
Showing the 2-3 defense, top of the key touch. Over on the left side, head fake, no shot from Bennett. And pulling it out, Winnemac taking a look at this Rochester zone. It's a talkative zone, it's a loud zone, and defensive coaches like to hear that conversation.
Well, with hardly anybody in the gym, you can tell who's talking, who's not.
A catch and shoot, Russell Compton. It went back and forth out of Compton's hands. The second time he caught it, he shot it, and he made it off the right side.
Four different players with three-point field goals.
12-4 Winamac, and a deflection out front into the backcourt. It went out of bounds off Winamac, I thought, and it will be Rochester basketball.
If the trail official helping out there.
Trenton Reinholdt inbounding right in front of the scorer's bench. Final 40 seconds in this first period. Smith up top. Now with it, McCarter. McCarter had the ball knocked loose and now diving on the floor. And what's going to be the call here? Getting the basketball first, I thought, was Compton of Winamac. He went right between two black jerseys. But now they'll call Compton for the foul, aggressively going after the basketball.
Compton's first, team's fifth. And, yeah, Coach Ugler are not happy with that call. But, yeah, officials say he knocked the Zebras down first to go get it.
Rochester making changes, and starters now are on the floor for Coach Malco. Stasiak, McCarter, McLaughlin, Reinhardt, and Reinholdt for what could be a final shot as we count down the final 22 seconds in the first.
Well, Coach Malco likes to make sure he gets that last shot of the quarter, and we'll see if the Zebras can do that.
Clock at 15, 14. Ball on the wing in the hands of Reinholdt. Cross-court pass, dangerous one caught by Stasiak. Clock down to 6-5. McLaughlin looking for somebody open. A catch on the sideline and a three by Inyards. True value scoreboard after one. Winamac 12, Rochester 4. This is high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Inyards True Value Forecast. Behind every project, a true value, calling for cloudy skies all week long, and it's been cloudy here today on the scoreboard. 12-4, Winamac connecting on four threes, holding an eight-point lead after the break.
Well, four different players hitting the three for Winamac, and Fox, Compton, Swartzel, and Brandt hitting the big three for Winamac, and the only one scoring right now for Rochester, Tarek McLaughlin. He is two for three from the free throw line, and he's got the only field goal.
Winamac with Compton, 2 for 14 on threes. Brandt, 2 for 11 on threes. Those are two of the guys they count on to score, but again, even scorers have had trouble shooting for this Winamac team. They're a little bit better, at least behind the arc tonight. 12-4 of Winamac, Rochester basketball opening the second period. McLaughlin, catch high on the right side for Reinholdt, looking, waiting on cutters, and now coming to the basketball, McCarter. Look in the post for Stasiak, can't get the ball there. Now McLaughlin in the corner, and the pass intended for Stasiak in the post. He took the push from behind, and Randy, we could be talking bonus free throws for a lot of this second period.
It's getting there as Jaden Terry picks up his first, team number six. So, yeah, we are in the bonus now for the rest of the first half.
Rochester inbounding baseline, McCarter to trigger. In the corner, Stasiak. It comes around the horn, and McCarter now to the left corner. Tough catch coming to the basketball, Reinerts. Skip pass left to right, McLaughlin drives, elevates, and tried to drop it down low. It was tipped. 12-6, Winamac.
Zebras need to get Reinerts very involved. They got a height advantage down low, but not taking advantage much of it right now.
Rochester packing back, even though they've given up four threes early. Bennett holding on the perimeter left. Compton up top, center circle. And coming to the sideline with a catch is Alex Stark, the 5'10 junior. Here is Bennett. He likes to drive, use the pick, not able to take it to the basket. Bounce pass for Terry, now back into the hands of Bennett. And Winamac, everything this trip up the floor, about 25 feet from the basket.
Yeah, they have not been very close. They're trying to work some clock, I think, here and get a good-looking shot.
Catch on the right side for Greger. Between the legs once, twice. On the wing, Compton with a catch and a three that went over the rim, barely caught iron, rebounded away by Reinerts. Quickly up court, McCarter, baseline drive, contested, shot missed, and rebounded away by Compton. 12-6 Winamac, 2 minutes in to the second period. On the wing with a catch is Compton. Coming to help out is Stark. Now Bennett tries to drive between defenders, brought it back outside.
He was still trying to make that traps on that wings, and they're able to get through them. Right now they're not very tight traps.
Gregor head fake, won't take the shot. Kick back for Compton. Head fake again on the perimeter by Stark, but no shot. And right now of this grouping, you may have Brandt and Compton the only ones willing to shoot that three. Let's pull back on that. Terry with a three attempt, no good. Diving into the Rochester bench, a save, and Stasiak keeps the ball alive. Here come the Zebras front court. Into the corner, left side, catch McCarter. Kick up top, McLaughlin, right corner. Now McCarter above the arc. He'll step back, long three. Grant McCarter, the third Zebra in the scorebook, and now 12-9 Winamac at the five-minute mark of the second period.
Grant McCarter, that's about his range right there. He likes that deep ball, and really hopefully that'll get the spark going for the Zebras.
Into the corner, a touch for Terry. Looking, now puts it on the floor and brings it up top. Rochester sending substitution down to the scorer's bench. 440 and counting first half, and the Rochester JV and younger players making some noise in what is, again, a quiet gym here this basketball season. Patient trip up the floor. Here's Bennett. He faked right, he went left, and he traveled, turning it over.
Third turnover for the Winamac Warriors.
Number 23, Blake Hughes, back on the floor for Rochester. Stasiak will come out. And number 23, Bo Brandt, back on the floor, starting guard forward for Winamac. And looks like we'll have a timeout taken by Rochester. 4:26 left to go in the half, taken by Winamac. Timeout belongs to the Warriors with 4:26 to go.
Just a 30-second timeout. I'm not sure Coach Hugler didn't like the results. I think he liked the patience and the ball movement and everything else. I think he was looking for, obviously, a better result than a shot missed, and the Zebras able to go down and put that three on there. So he just trying to regroup. He's got some different kids in there, had to go to the bench early. Trent Fox in the foul trouble. So he just got some different kids, maybe in some different areas, just trying to regroup and get them as Rochester starting to feel that momentum maybe shift a little bit.
Half my day is spent trading messages with Randy about basketball schedule changes. Maybe coming up at halftime, well, I don't want to go like a
week. Are we
going to
jinx it?
No,
we don't even know what we're doing.
Maybe coming up at half, we'll go over a few of those upcoming games or upcoming games that are not.
Yeah, we should be in business Friday and Saturday, hopefully. Tippecanoe Valley lost to LaVille tonight, 58-48 in varsity basketball, boys basketball.
Here it's 12-9. Winamac on top, but led 12-4. Winamac defending, and a pass into the post. Tipped. Hughes could make a clean catch. He saved it in bounds, but into the hands of the Warriors. Man-to-man defensively by Rochester. Midway point, second period, and Winamac protecting a low-scoring three-point lead. Ball screen and a late screen, and an offensive foul on number 21, John Malco, the 6'1 freshman, just into the game.
Picks up his first foul, team number 7, but at player control, so Zebras will have it to bring in bounds.
Rochester with a change as Reinerts comes out. Stasiak back into the ball game. And a chance to tie with a three or pull to within one for Rochester. McCarter down under the free throw line. Jump stop, good from 14.
Good looking. Starting to get to start feeling things here now. Hopefully that'll change the tide.
He has 5, pulls Rochester within 1. 3:30 left to go in the half. Malco, right side, Gregor. Smith makes his way down to the scorer's bench, and Reinerts as well. Just enough time to get a drink before he's been ready to come back in. Bennett on the right sideline. Rochester's defense has been stingy. It's not allowed much in way of the dribble drive. And now, even having trouble finding three-point attempts, is Winamac. Bennett back to the basket. Kick out. Malco may have gotten away with a walk. Brandt will pull the trigger. Top of the key, three, no good. fight for the loose ball rebound, and after being tipped once, twice, maybe even a third time, it's off the hand of Hughes, out of bounds. Smith in, McLaughlin out, Hughes will check out. And for Rochester, Reinhold also comes out of the game. Our first varsity look at Aaron Huffman, the 5'11 sophomore here tonight. Winnemac basketball, Swartzel leaning in, had the defender on his right hip and forced a shot from 15. It's well off the mark, but a foul call will put him at the line.
That's going to be on Huffman. It's going to be his first, team second. We talked to Coach Malco about the foul trouble they got into early with Lewis Cass. He's got to be pleased with that part of the first half, but a lot of things still need to be turned around here.
Matt Swartzel, a 67% free throw shooter, misses the first too hard, one more coming. He's one of the four scorers for Winnemac who's connected on a three.
They've kind of been stymied right there at 12 after those threes.
Missed both free throws. Battle for the rebound. Brandt keeping it alive. Stasiak kind of hip-checked him and kept him away from the basketball. And now one official says out of bounds, but the official from up top on the wing says he has Brandt on a foul. And that will bring Rochester to the other end of the court.
And it is definitely a tide turning there, as you thought that you were going to have the ball to come out. Now Brandt picks up his second foul. So him and Fox both with two fouls, and that's the eighth team foul. So Stasiak going to the line now for one in the bonus.
Stasiak 4-for-4 on the young season from the line. And looking to tie this game on the first try. Around and off, missed the front end. Rebounded away by Winnemac. Still in the lead, but now at 12-11, and Rochester traffic coming off the miss. Winnemac able to beat pressure. Bennett will drive. Awkward-looking runner. Off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Aiden Smith. Smith up the right sideline into the hands of McCarter, and in transition, he knocks down a three.
McCarter starting to feel it, starting to heat up.
Points in the period, and Rochester on the Inyard True Value scoreboard has a 14-12 advantage. 2:10 left in the half. Bennett, Compton from up top, down to the free throw line on the right side, Swartzel. Winnemac with multiple changes waiting at the scorer's bench.
6 minutes, Winnemac has not scored in this quarter.
Led 12-4, they've been outscored 10-0 in the second. Up top with it is Bennett, now Gregor. Swartzel, and not a lot of scoring options right now. Swartzel, averaging about 9 per game. Check that, about 3 per game. You've got Brandt and you've got Compton. After that, it's tough to find. Brandt with a catch-and-shoot 3, and he missed everything. Rebound Stasiak. Rochester a chance to build a 2-score lead. McCarter with it. Top of the key, step back. Off the 3 trays in the period, 11 points, and a 17-12 Rochester lead. I wondered on the step back if McCarter would have enough oomph to get that one to go. Back into the zone, Rochester. Gregor will take a three. Front rimmed it, no. Rebound fought for, pulled away by McCarter. And now Rochester, 50 seconds left in the half with a 5-point lead.
Coach Malco wants one shot here, so Zebra's ball handler's going to have to take care of it because they got 45 seconds to take care of.
Smith being guarded by Bennett, close enough to draw the 5 count, puts it on the floor, dribbles him off, and bounces for Stasiak. Stasiak defended by Compton, lets a couple of counts go by with the official, then puts it on the floor. Outside holding is Smith. First half clock at 24. Rochester, 17-12 lead, looking for the final shot of the half, and now a trap by Winnemac. Dangerous pass nearly stolen out front by Brandt. Here is Smith being tracked by two defenders. Good pivot, spun away, and now the clock at 7-6. McCarter shovels underneath, 19-12 at the break. Coming up, our halftime, brought to you by Giretti's Place. on Giant FM Sport.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff ready for winter. Smith Farm Store, your official Skaggs Steel and Simplicity dealer. And a full line of equipment. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store parking lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks parking lot, Save-A-Lot parking lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern parking lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Billy's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the Recycling Center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello. This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities. High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC, Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Giretti's Place, halftime, home of the Other Side Grill and the Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and the full coffee bar, now featuring bubble teas. Giretti's Place with our halftime. Rochester trailed by 8 at the end of 1, but now leads by 7 at the break, 19-12. Johnny McCurry with Randy Wynn. Well, when Grant McCarter starts finding range, it makes life a little bit simpler.
Yeah, Grant was kind of stymied there in that first quarter, but if you're a Zebra faithful and been around all 4 years of Grant McCarter's varsity basketball, you know that that doesn't happen very often. And, yeah, second quarter, he kind of found some rhythm, which is about 5-6 feet behind the arc, which is his normal range in there. He gets too close. He's off, but yeah, he had some great back threes, step back threes today, and really just sparked the Zebras there in that second quarter.
And Winnemac with a scoreless second period after four threes accounted for all of their scoring up to this point after 8 minutes of play.
Well, if you're a defensive guru, that is tough to do in any high school. I don't care what team it is. If you can hold a varsity basketball team to 0 points in a quarter, the team that did it, obviously, the defensive team, you've got to be ecstatic going into the locker room about that. Obviously, on the offensive end, you still got some things to work on, but you know, any coach will tell you great defense leads to great offense, and that's really what got the thing started in the second quarter.
Take a look at some first half numbers.
First half numbers, first for the Wenamack Warriors. They got 12 points on all three-pointers. That coming early in the first quarter, Fox, Compton, Swartzel, and Brandt each with 3 points. Swartzel 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Wenamack shooting again 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 of 19 overall from the field, 21%. Here in the first half, they have 3 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds, and 3 turnovers. For the Rochester Zebras, 19 points come on Grant McCarter's 11, all coming in the second quarter. Tarek McLaughlin led the way in the first quarter with 4 points, and that's where he stands at halftime. Kyle Reinerts has a bucket, and Aiden Smith chips in a bucket at the buzzer there with 2 as well. Rochester shooting 7 of 15 from the floor, 47%, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. They have 3 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds, 5 turnovers for the Rochester Zebras. Foul trouble. Wenamack slightly in a little bit of trouble as Trent Fox and Bo Brandt each with 2 fouls. Compton has 1. Gregor and Terry and Malco each with 1 for Wenamack. Rochester, total opposite of the Lewis Cass game. Rochester going into halftime with just 2 team fouls, 1 on McLaughlin, 1 on Huffman here in the first half. So, again, great things for Coach Malco to build on. 2 team fouls, shut a team out in the second quarter. So great things to work with the defense. Now you just got to get the offense rolling, and they're starting to do that.
Halftime here at Wenamack. Rochester 19, Wenamack 12 on the Endurance True Value scoreboard. This is the Giretti's Place halftime on Giant FM Sports.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones. Finding the right remote. Saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giretti's Place, halftime, home of the Other Side Grill in the Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and the full coffee bar, now featuring bubble teas. 19-12 at the break, Rochester by 7. Johnny McCurry and Randy Wynn down to a couple of minutes of warm-up time before the third period. What do you got the rest of this week?
Well, I was able to travel to Whitco. And then they're going to go opposite directions on Saturday night as they go down 30 the other way. They're going to head to Oregon Davis for non-conference basketball with the Oregon Davis Bobcats against Friday night is a TRC matchup. That'll be a 6:15 start for JV. We'll be on the air about 7:25 with a 7:45 tip for varsity. Saturday, kind of a different time zone for that. We're actually going to bump that up, and the JV will start at 5:30. So that will be a 7 o'clock tip for the guys at the varsity level. So we'll be on the air Saturday night about 6:40. Again, this is all tentative. We'll let you know more Friday afternoon. And again, on Saturday morning.
Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. And Smith, Sawyer, Smith Insurance, Insurance, Bonds, and Wealth Management. Rochester 7-point lead. They did trail by 8 at one point. The defense has allowed them to creep ahead, even though the offense maybe isn't where they want it to be. What do you think they want to do here third period?
I think you want to just continue where you were in the second quarter. You want to try to shut them down again. Don't let them have those threes. They gave them a couple looks there in that second quarter. But, again, the rebounds, they didn't have as many rebounds either in that first quarter. Zebras crashed the boards a lot harder in the second quarter. Again, that just leads to it. I think if you're Wenamack, though, you got to try to get back into getting some points on the board to get that 12 off there. I want to say goose egg, but it wasn't. It was a goose egg in the second, but you don't want to put another goose egg on the board in the third quarter. Fourth quarter is going to be hard to climb out of.
Rochester with starters on the floor. Stasiak, McCarter, McLaughlin, Reinhardt, and Reinhold. Starting lineup, second half brought to you by Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. We're underway, third period. Winnemac trying to find something resembling an offense, facing a 2-3 defense to begin the third period. Compton up top, getting a screen, driving, floater in the paint, will not go. Rebound snatched away with two hands by Reinhold. Quickly front court, Rochester, a three in transition off the left wing, well off the mark. And on the block out, I think maybe Trent Fox made contact with the basketball with his body, and it went out of bounds off Windemac.
Wow, that was interesting as... Yeah, I thought the Zebras were going to be on defense and they're back on offense.
Catching the high post area by Reinhardt. Into the corner, McLaughlin. And a whistle. And a 3-second call for the second time in this game on Rochester.
Turnover number 6 on the Zebras.
Rochester has not given up a point since the first quarter. 4 different players made threes. But that's the offense for Widomac at this juncture. Compton below the free throw line. Brings it on the wing into the hands of Terry, who gets the second half start. And then Terry trying to set a screen, a collision, and getting the foul call is Trent Reinhold, even though he's the one who ended up on the floor.
It's going to be his first, Trent's first, and team first of the second half.
Inbounding baseline, Brandt. Winnemac with Fox coming to the basketball. Brandt with a catch at the free throw line. Physical player takes it inside but covered up by two defenders. Outside holding Bennett. Now it's Brandt again. Compton to the top of the key. Dribbles around onto the right wing. Bennett holding up top. Picks up the dribble. Back to the basket, Terry. Back to Bennett as he nearly traveled. Somehow kept the pivot foot on the floor even though he nearly fell down. Here's Terry dribbling in the paint. Ball knocked to the floor. They'll scramble for it. And apparently Winnemac enough of a possession with one player on the floor that the official nearest the bench awarded the team a timeout with 6:28 left to go.
Yeah, it, definitely a battle down there. And before they, I thought they were getting ready to call the jump ball, and instead they called the timeout.
Boys sectional 37 featuring these two teams along with Lewis Cass, Rensselaer Central, Delphi will be the host school, and North Newton coming up a little bit later. Of course, Rochester will be the defending sectional champions. But at least right now, as far as the numbers go, we'd be talking about Lewis Cass being a favorite going into that postseason field right now.
Definitely. If you look at the way they're playing, obviously Zebras played them last week, didn't really give them a whole lot in being down without Quinn. But, yeah, and it's one of those things that Zebras, and that was like game 7, no, they were 8-1. Like, so that was game 9 for Lewis Cass last week when the Zebras played them. That was game 4 for the Zebras. So, you know, a lot of difference there that they've been able to grow and figure things out. Lewis Cass has. Will be interesting to see if that rematch happens later in the season, what the outcome is.
I've said all season long how difficult it is to be a scoreboard watcher this year. Oh, I can't believe Team A beat Team B. Well, oh, look, Team B, 3 people didn't play because they were
right.
Quarantined due to COVID-19 or whatever the case may be. It's so hard to do that scoreboard watching this season.
Been 10.5 minutes since Winnemac has scored game time.
Which feels like 3 days right now if you're Coach Hugler in this Winnemac team. Man-to-man as Rochester again switches things up, and kind of a cheap reach there by Reinhold. He was behind Brandt, tried to reach on the pass catch, and was called for a second foul.
Team number 2 in the half.
Rochester will inbound baseline under the basket. Into the corner, catch for Terry. Top of the key, Bennett. Bennett directing some traffic. He's got Brandt in the high post, brings it over to Compton high on the right wing. Compton to the center circle. Pass is picked off the bounce by Reinhardt. He'll bring it front court. Stop. Wait for help. McLaughlin holding up front. Goes around a screen. Jump stop in the paint. Drops it to McCarter. Reverse layup came up short. I couldn't tell if maybe it was blocked on the way up. It turns into a scramble for the loose ball. And Did they call McCarter for a kick or simply the ball off of him?
He did kick it as he was down. He's trying to kick it so that Winnemac couldn't get it. And probably a wise decision. He was on the ground, so they had a fast break coming.
Substitution, Jaden Terry will check out. Ryan Greger, the 5'10 junior guard, back on the floor for Winnemac. 19-12, that's where we started the second half. We're at the 5:43 mark in the third. Greger handing for Fox. Outside holding Bennett. Right wing Compton. Covered up there by McCarter. Here is Bennett trying to drive around two defenders. Down to the block and cut off. Brings it outside for Brandt. Top of the key look. Compton, his three. Compton becomes the first Winnemac player to make more than one field goal. He has two threes. 19-15, the Rochester lead. Back to the basket, Reinerts. Up and under move and hit the side of the backboard on the shot release. Rebound Compton, ahead to Greger. Winnemac within four, Greger a three. Rimmed out long. Rebound taken away on the weak side by McCarter. Into the front court, holding up top. Reinhold to the corner.
And that's one thing that the Zebras are good at doing. If they can keep the ball going on offense, and they're going to make you end up paying for it, and Grant McCarter did there.
He has four threes, 14 points, 22-15. Winnemac down by seven, and a violation maybe in the backcourt. No, a tip after it got there. McLaughlin went diving for it. He couldn't pick it up cleanly, and Greger was able to recover. Compton bouncing for Bennett. Ball around the perimeter with Fox. Left sideline. Now Fox top of the key. Stasiak catching up defensively. Here's Brandt. Brandt will drive. A kick and an open loop. His third three. He has nine. 22-18 on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Rochester's lead at only four. Just past midway point third period. McLaughlin posting is Stasiak. Can't find him. He steps into the high post. Catches at the elbow. Drives and leaves it for McLaughlin. McLaughlin, right hand, left hand, into a spin, out to Stasiak, out beyond the arc in front of his team's bench. Posting. Outside, McLaughlin. Catch on the perimeter for Reinhold. 3:25 left in the third. Rochester trying to build on a four-point lead.
Kind
catch
of sluggish,
off the left block.
Sluggish like they were in the first quarter right now, no real rhythm.
McLaughlin barely a catch on a ball on the sideline, and then he had to use the dribble to make the catch. He dribbled again and called for the double dribble. Number five, Aaron Huffman in. He'll replace McLaughlin. And Aiden Smith back on the floor as well right now for Rochester.
This is kind of the group in that second quarter that really got him going. Huffman and Smith in there and in that second half of that second quarter, we'll see what they can do offensively.
3 minute mark in the third. Rochester by four. Bennett with a dipsy do left handed layup that won't crawl over the rim, and the rebound taken off the bounce by Smith. Into the front court. Huffman outside with it. Smith driving. Good handoff, lefty layup, and not able to finish is Reinerts. But then a put kept going for the ball and put it up and in. He has four. 24-18 Rochester. Across the timeline. And now Compton with it. Winnemac down six. All of their points, six made field goals on threes. At the free throw line, Brandt. Backdoor cut, Compton, and he blew the layup. And after missing a bunny, Compton will get a chance to score from the free throw line.
Reiner's picking up his first, team third. Right now, Winnemac still has yet to make a field goal, two-point field goal. All points coming from three.
Compton, a 68% free throw shooter. 12.6 points, a little better than eight rebounds a game. His free throw is good. He has seven of his ten here in the third.
First non-three-point basket they've made. They were 0-for-2 for free throws before that. Now 1-of-3.
Number 32, Logan Schultz, a 6'5 junior we saw in the JV game, and this is as big as Winnemac has gotten in this game here.
Yes.
Compton free throw will not go. Stasiak with the defensive rebound. 24-19, Rochester by just five. 2 minute mark here in the third. Smith in the corner looking in the post. And what have we got? A whistle off the baseline official again against Rochester.
Said he was out of bounds.
And they said Stasiak made a catch before he reestablished himself?
Yeah.
Is that what they're looking at?
Yeah, I guess.
No complaint from the Rochester bench.
Grant McCarter doing the team captain thing, going to ask the official.
So here comes Winnemac, almost improbably within five with 1:50 left to go in the third. In the game, Alex Stark, a 5'10 junior. He'll loft it in the corner to Compton, who's had 7 points in the period, and driving baseline looking for room. He didn't have enough of it. He stepped on the end line, out of bounds.
Zebra's doing a good job forcing him out of bounds on that and got a turnover. It's only the team's fifth turnover.
1:40 left to go. You get a feeling somebody goes on an 8-point run, it's going to blow this game open one way or the other.
Exactly.
In the corner, a catch, McCarter. Dribble drive baseline, zooms a pass across the paint to the free throw line. Smith, the catch, jumper no good. Rebound, lefty putback.
That's where he's best at. He dominates, and he needs to dominate. And great job by Reiners to focus, get it back in there.
Leading rebounder on this Rochester team at 8.3 a game. Down to 70 seconds left in the third. 26-19, the Rochester advantage. In between the circles, Compton, around the ball screen, drives all the way to the basket, then falls away and misses an 8-footer. Rebound, Rochester, long.
It's going to be Brandt's second of the game, first of the half for Winnemac. So Coach Hugler got to be happy about that, that after early foul trouble, now that has slowed down a little bit, but really took him out of rhythm right there with that offensive foul.
Stasiak will sit. 6'6 senior forward Blake Hughes into the ball game. For Winnemac, Trent Fox, starting point guard, back on the floor. And if what we've seen in first and second period action is any indication, Rochester may be content to hold for one with 37 seconds. Forget that. Smith driving, handoff under the paint, nearly knocked loose, recovered by Rochester. They'll bring it out to
make some pay there.
Rochester's opened it up again, now up by 9 with 17 left to go in the third. Man-to-man by Rochester this trip up the floor, now looking to trap. Compton trying to get the ball out of his hands, and Rochester does as it's tipped and stolen in the backcourt with 3. We are at the end of 3. Inyards, True Value Scoreboard, Rochester 31, Winnemac 19 on Giant FM Sports.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December. For all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December, First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports on 92.1 WROI, brought to you by Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Manitow Moose Lodge, number 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. And by Jennings Insurance in Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. Grant McCarter has given a pretty good show tonight. His team, Rochester, on top here at Winnemac, 31-19 as we go to the fourth. And then Rochester looking to get the ball low, intended for Stasiak, and lofting it too high. Rochester throws it over, which draws a painful reaction from the team's head coach.
Well, with that half-court shot there at the end of the third quarter, Grant McCarter is now tied Winnemac 19-19.
Quite the show. 8 of his 19 there in the third, including that buzzer beater. And now answering with a 3 to begin the period, is Bo Brandt. His second three, he has six. 31-22, and now Rochester has no one back to receive the inbounds pass. So a turnover, a bit of a loss of what's going on, and not the best start to the fourth.
Now they'll look to see, kind of crank up the defense, try to get that offense back going again, I'm sure.
Smith handing for Stasiak. Stasiak will drive on the smaller Fox, bang his way down low. He made the shot, but a foul call before the attempt.
And we'll wait and see who they whistle that on. They're going to call it on Fox, and that'll be his 13th second of the half.
Inbounding baseline, McCarter looking and getting a catch for Reiner. Outside Hughes, McCarter head fake on a three, over a defender, fouled on the shot release. He will get two free throws.
That's going to be on Russell Compton. That's going to be his third, team third of the half. McCarter yet to go to the line tonight.
5 of 6, 83% so far this year. Only 8 free throws combined between the two teams. As it becomes deathly silent during the free throw, which is good.
It's kind of like being at practice, I guess, when you shoot free throws, so that's a good thing. You're kind of used to it.
That's because nobody can breathe because they've been running. Second free throw, McCarter, good again. McCarter, 21 of his team's 33. 33-22 advantage, Rochester, just over a minute into the fourth period. Picking up the dribble, needing help is Compton. Brandt comes to help. He'll drive from the midcourt line inside. Hughes got a piece of that on the way up. It hit the bottom of the rim, rebounded away by Rochester. McCarter, fake left, go right, down to the free throw line. Zooms a pass into Hughes, steps through, misses. Rebound put back by Reinerts, no good. And now who's it off of? It went out, and last touch by Winamac, I believe, Brandt. 11-point lead, Rochester, 6:33 left to go in the fourth. McCarter to throw in, running out of time, lofting it out for Aiden Smith. Smith in the paint, jump stop, and somebody got a piece of that one. It never got to the rim, taken out of midair by Compton. Winamac with Bennett on the perimeter. Brandt steps out, catches, and makes the top of the key three. Bo Brandt, two threes in the fourth, nine for the game. 33-25 is Winamac hanging around, down by eight.
Winamac yet to make a two-point field goal. They are all their points from a three.
That is a textbook bounce pass into the post, and the post well done by Hughes, who sealed the defender, caught it, didn't have to dribble, laid it in. Well done by Aiden Smith.
His first two of the night.
35-25, the Rochester lead at 10, and a ball lost into the corner. And Smith again in the middle of things, causing Winamac to lose it out of bounds.
Turnover number 7 for Winamac.
And Aiden Smith will get a big hand from his teammates as he exits the game and McLaughlin comes in. Winamac with the change as well. Terry will depart. And starting forward, Matt Swartzel back in. 2-2-1, three-quarter court pressure provided by Winamac. McLaughlin finds Stasiak. Dangerous cross-court pass broken up by Stasiak. Picked up by McLaughlin. His pass is tipped. Look.
And a foul coming on Quinn Stasiak. Going to be his first, team fourth. And Zebra's kind of looking rattled right now.
Timeout on the floor. Taken by Rochester. We'll take a timeout as well. 5:11 left to go in the fourth. In your True Value scoreboard, Rochester 35, Winamac 27, Giant FM Sports.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports on 92.1 WROI, brought to you in part by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers, by Tidewater Executive Tax Service, where everyone counts, and Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. 35-27 Rochester, 5:11 left to go in the fourth, and Randy, Coach Malco, talked with his young guard for a pretty good part of that timeout just trying to settle McLaughlin down. It's been a turnover problem for them, and it's kept Winnemac in the game.
Yeah, Zebras not with 11 turnovers on the contest, and like you said, we talked earlier in the pregame, they were only averaging right around 8, but yeah, Tarek, a little rough night tonight, but Coach Malco is still believing in him and just talking to him, getting his confidence back up.
Russell Compton to the Winnemac free throw line. Two shots. He makes the first. Brings his team within 7. And the second shot, that's good as well. And Winnemac again hanging around now. A two-possession game, 35-29 on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Aiden Smith back on the floor for Rochester. Crosses over right to left hand, down the left-hand side of the paint, and pulls it back out. Gives it up for McCarter. Smith top of the key. Stasiak posting is Hughes. Dribbles. Tried to split defenders. Ball on the floor. Saved by Reinerts. Out to Stasiak. He'll bring it to McCarter for 3. Not this time, but a long rebound tracked down on the sideline by Reinerts. Here's Smith. Posting is Stasiak. Squares up and used an off arm, I thought, maybe to fend off the defender. A whistle will be traveling on Stasiak.
Turnover number 12 on the Zebras tonight.
And they've come in flurries like now after the lead had seemed fairly comfortable opening the fourth. 35-29, Winnemac within 6. Fox bent around the outside on the left. Fox gets a ball screen, brings it back for Brandt. He will drive hard. Made the layup, but the official from behind said the foul came before the shot.
Whistle coming against, we're going to call it against Aiden Smith. It's going to be his first, team fifth.
Substitution, Rochester will get a little bit smaller as Hughes comes out. And Aaron Huffman, the 5'11 sophomore guard, checks in. No free throws involved here. Winnemac with a possession, down 6 with 4:10 left in this game. Catch for Bennett, top of the key. Takes it down into the post. Head fake. Head fake again. Forced a shot. Missed everything. And a man who's claimed virtually every rebound of the second half, it seems, is Reinerts pulling it down again. Into the post. Ball knocked loose. Huffman dives and saves it, but it's picked up off the save by Schwartzel, and Rochester made contact with Schwartzel in the backcourt.
That foul going to get whistled against McCarter. It's going to be his first, team 6, and that'll put Winnemac at the line from now on after this foul here. And really, they've been pretty hot at the line. They're 3-for-4 in this second half. Not where you want to put them, just with a 6-point lead, because they can cut in that lead with the clock stopped.
Huffman checks out. Reinholdt back into the Rochester lineup. And Rochester matching up in man-to-man. Fox out between the circles. Gregor, top of the key. Compton a 3. It won't go. Rebounded by McCarter. He'll push it on the right hand. Run into a couple of defenders at midcourt. Behind the back. Right hand again. Jump stop in the paint. Fall away. Bad shot. Not a good decision and bad execution. Missed everything. Rebounded by Bennett. 35-29, the 6-point lead for Rochester. A kick out. Fox for 3. Nothing but net. Trent Fox, his second 3. We have a 3-point game with 3 minutes to go. Rochester facing full court pressure. Stasiak with a catch in the front court. He'll wait for teammates. A 3-point, 1-possession game. And as Trent Reinhold put it on the floor, Compton tried to reach across his body. He'll be called for the foul.
That's going to be Compton's 4th. Team's 4th.
Not a good foul for Compton. Leaves him 1 away, and it was one that did him no good. 2:56 left to go in regulation. Maybe I should start using those words now. In the post, it goes to Stasiak. No! 37-32. Rochester by 5. Gregor around the ball screen, pass for Brandt, knocked loose. They'll dive for it on the floor, and guess who's in the middle of it again? It's Reinerts. I think he's a little shaken up as he gets off the floor. Here's McCarter driving, blocked on the way up, and Compton going to get credit for a clean block.
Move on Compton, is he's kind of had the hot hand. And let's see, Winnemac calls timeout.
Full timeout with 2:29 left to go in the fourth. Your Inyards True Value scoreboard, Rochester 37, Winnemac 32, Giant FM Sports.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
Local radio is high school basketball. On Giant FM.
FM Sports on WROI 92.1 and available online at giant.fm. It's brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. 2 minutes, 29 seconds left in regulation. Rochester 37, Winnemac 32. And I'm telling you right now, it has the feel of a game where one of these teams is obviously going to lose, and they're going to be kicking themselves for what they felt was an opportunity that got away.
Yeah, both teams right now have an opportunity. Winnemac has an opportunity. Rochester letting him back into this thing with, I have unofficially right now, 13 turnovers. So you know, it's uncharacteristic right now with Rochester with that many turnovers. But looking to finish the final two and a half off strong here.
One guard front on the defense with the length of Reinerts out front for Rochester. Compton playing with four fouls, holding on the left side of the offense. And now Rochester backing away as Winnemac tries to identify what they're dealing with here in the half court. Greger with Reinerts on him, defending him 25 feet out. In the right corner, Fox, baseline Brandt. Fox a three, rimmed it out. Compton rebound, put back, no. Rebound knocked to the floor and picked up by Rotten. Chased down by Aiden Smith. 1:40 left to go. And Rochester, how patient can you be? And if you're Winnemac, with a minute 30 to go, how long will you let this go before you start using your fouls? We'll take a moment to talk about it as Rochester calls a timeout.
Rochester with two timeouts left in the contest. Winnemac with just one timeout left. And both coaches kind of trying to figure out their strategies here, what they're going to do. Can Rochester spread it out, take care of the basketball? Winnemac right now with only four team fouls. So they're going to be a little bit before they shoot. Like you said, at what point do you bring that other fouls? Do you get a couple fouls here early in case you have to, that you're not delaying it? But that's the decision. I'm glad I'm here and not down there.
That's why I sit here. It becomes a point where, and it's a very hard thing sometimes to get through the heads of high school basketball players, to let your defenders know, if you're Winnemac in this case, we have four fouls. You guys should launch yourself into every passing lane. Go ahead and give a reach if you think you can get away with one. And go for a steal. We've got two fouls to give. We can afford to do it now. And by that time, if we haven't stolen the ball, we'll probably be ready to put Rochester on the line anyway.
The only one not, I would say, not able to do that right now is Compton. If you're Winnemac, as he, they bring him out possibly here for foul potential for Winnemac, as Compton will get a breather.
May start talking offense, defense changes involving Compton. Rochester inbounding and an immediate foul with 1:30 left. Team foul number five, and Winnemac with one more to give.
As Jordan, or Jaden Terry, excuse me, his second.
That's the part, though, that bothers me. That was just a reach across the back to give the foul. Go get the basketball, and if you don't, then you give the foul. Rochester with the ball in the front court with Smith on the dribble. Winnemac looking to trap. Bennett on the point of the defense. McCarter dribbles across the timeline, bounces for Smith. Here comes the trap, and Smith is bottled up and getting a hand on the basketball. Whoa. A timeout given to Rochester from the official nearest the scorer's bench as Smith was in trouble, and Fox very nearly had him in a held ball situation.
He did. As Coach Malco taking the 30-second timeout, he took an opportunity to also bring in Tarek McLaughlin maybe a little more experienced. I want to say a better ball handler, but Tarek playing his freshman year last year in varsity basketball, maybe got a little more experience here trying to take care of the basketball here in this final minute 10.
37-32 Rochester. Zebras inbounding right in front of the scorer's bench in the front court.
Both teams now just with one timeout remaining.
Coming up after the game, our post game brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Rochester with McCarter to throw it again right in front of his own bench. Smack of the basketball. Looking, and getting it in for Reinerts. Reinerts will put it on the floor, dribble it down to the top of the key, and bring it out for McLaughlin. And McLaughlin is bumped and fouled with 1:03 remaining on team foul 6.
That foul coming on
Terry, I believe.
Well, yeah, yep, two there. The official was looking to see who it was. It was Jaden Terry, his third. So now both teams in the bonus. Rochester with 6 and Winnemac with 6.
McCarter nearly the same spot. He threw it in a moment ago, and again he finds Reinerts right at the timeline. And here comes the timeout, Winnemac with 43 seconds. Randy back to the inbounds. Reinerts the catch. He immediately turned on his right shoulder, left the ball on the back side of the backcourt line, and Terry just took it away from him.
Yeah, that's what Coach Malco is just right now talking to all Zebras right now about how to keep the ball moving. Don't hold it in one location. That's how it, obviously you're either going to get a jump ball or stolen on in that case there. Keep the ball moving. You don't want to hold. You got to keep moving. The other teammates have got to come help you as well.
Winnemac, though, not able to score in transition. They do keep the rebound alive, but after struggling to score, it forced a timeout.
Winnemac has only made 1 2-point field goal all night long, and that came at the 5:25 mark in the fourth quarter.
9 threes over the course of the game, which is a better number than they've talked about all season long in the box score, but yeah, nothing else to accompany that, and that's why still only 32 points and down 5.
Interesting to see Coach Hugo call that timeout with 43 seconds here to go, and now you're out of timeout, so you got to put everything you want here in the next 43 seconds to happen. You've got to put that in this timeout.
Winnemac ball inbounding sideline front court away from the bench. Bennett will throw in. Brandt in the corner, Compton up top. It'll come in for Gregor. Clock at 40. Gregor around the ball screen. Can't find a shot attempt. Coming to the basketball, Compton with 35. Top of the key is Gregor. Bouncing. Ball knocked loose at midcourt. Again, it's 50-50 ball. Rebound, it's been Reinerts in the second half.
It has been, and that's what you expect with Kyle. I mean, that's just how he plays. He plays hard all the time. A foul coming on to Ryan Gregor. His second, team seventh, so Grant McCarter at the free throw line.
The guy you would want there, 5 of 6, 83% entering play tonight. 2 of 2, and now 3 of 3 as he makes the first. Hughes in. Reinholdt will come out. 26 seconds left, and a big free throw here to make it a 3-possession game.
Grant right now with 22 points on the night.
Free throw is good. 39-32 Rochester. Only 26 seconds left in this one. Letting it roll nearly to three-quarter court is Gregor. Picks it up, finds Bennett. Winnemac going to have to hurry. They need the ball at least three times. Gregor head fake, can't find a shot. Cross court, Bennett will take the three. He'll miss, and crash. They go in for the rebound as Bo Brandt got a piece of Hughes committing the foul. 13.3 left. Rochester up 7 and seemingly going to come away with win number 4 on the year.
Bo Brandt picking up his third, team 8.
Reinholdt in, Reinerts out. And at the line will be Hughes. 5 of 7, 71% free throw shooter. Has not been there tonight. Front end on the one and bonus is good.
Hughes has three tonight.
40-32 with only 13 seconds left.
Coach Malcolm making sure that the Zebras realize you do not need to foul here, so just play good, tight defense.
Hughes not going to get the bounce on the second. Rebounded away by Winnemac. 40-32 Rochester. A three in the corner, Compton. Air ball. Rebound, McCarter. Rochester doesn't even have to advance the basketball. And the Zebras have escaped Winnemac with a 40-32 win on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Not easy on the road. And who knows, these two could see each other again come sectional 37 time. Again, the final, 40-32, Rochester. Our Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins postgame on the way on Giant FM Sports.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways, and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff ready for winter. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag Steel and Simplicity dealer, and a full line of equipment. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports on 92.1 WROI. Our post game brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. Our final tonight on the Innards True Value scoreboard, Rochester wins on the road at Winnemac, 40-32. Head coach Rob Malco is with us on the post game. And, coach, it is not a simple thing winning on the road. it's not simple when you get maybe a possible sectional foe as well. Couldn't pull away from this one, but you get the win.
Well, there's no doubt. Anytime you go on the road and get a win, you really got to mark that in your book as a good night. We didn't play well offensively, and we didn't, you know, we held them to 32 points, but really defensively, we were a step behind tonight in a lot of cases. So, you know, it's one of those things where I talk to the guys before the game, and, you know, Tuesday nights are such a hard night to play. We just come off the holidays. We've been out for a month because of COVID protocol. Then you go and you follow that up with the holiday break. And I felt like we looked like we played like we've been on break. And you come back to school yesterday, you come back to school today, and you're in a totally different routine as far as your sleep habits, as far as what you're now expected to do at school versus what you did at home on break. It's a transition. It's not an excuse. It's something that I challenged them on. And the only thing I can say is we came away with a win, but it wasn't pretty, that's for sure.
I wanted to ask you about Grant McCarter because it's the first time I've had a chance to see him live and in person. Not only does he score 23, not only does he finally find the range and help you get a little bit of a working margin, but that half-court shot, three defenders in the neighborhood, he knew exactly what he was going to do, it seemed to me, with a behind-the-back dribble that freed him up for the shot.
Well, he did, and he's a smart player. He takes pride in knowing situations and taking advantage. You know, it's one of those things when you look at that shot and what it meant coming down the stretch. My dad always said it's better to be lucky than good. And in the case tonight, we were a little bit lucky in the sense of a couple shots that fell for us. But, you know, things have a tendency to even out because in the first quarter we missed six what I would call power move layups that we should have had at least five of those go and 10 more points in the first half. So, you know, you got a shooter like Grant. Sometimes when things don't go on one end of the floor down low and it wasn't really something we did well tonight, we got some shots on the perimeter to fall that helped get us over the hump. And I guess, like everything, if you play the whole game, it tends to balance itself out. But the thing I will say is we made free throws at the end. We took care of the ball at the end. We did defend well. I mean, anytime you hold a team with 32 points at the varsity level, you're defending well in that way. When I say we weren't defending, when we were trying to run certain traps and presses, we didn't rotate well, so we just had to play basically man-to-man tonight. Fortunately, our man-to-man was pretty good tonight. We played zone at the end and just, you know, expanded it, went out on the wings and made sure that they had to shoot from really, really deep if they were going to score it. So we made the adjustments. We did some good things. Tuesday night basketball, it can just be such a it's as a coach, it's such a an issue. You don't know what the formula is to get over the hump. And
if you did, you'd write a book and
you
be
would,
done.
You would. And, you know, we played a team tonight that was hungry. They were at home. They were physical, and, you know, we played like we were, you know, on the road, and we defended ourselves to a point, but we didn't have that hunger that they had. Fortunately, we were able to make just enough shots to keep separated and win.
You've got 2 days now to get ready for a TRC component in the Whitco Wildcats going to Whitco. That's never a fun trip either, and that's a long bus ride. What do you do the next 2 days to get these guys ready for Friday night battle?
Well, tomorrow, you know, tonight we get home, and tomorrow's kind of coming in and maybe watching a little bit of this film because you really don't want to be on the floor for 2.5 hours tomorrow after being on the floor in a physical game tonight, and then we know we got Friday, Saturday. Yeah. So there's kind of a balance where we need to use the film to maybe learn from tonight on some things, go out and practice for about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half hard. Because I do feel like no matter if you do step on the floor, you got to go hard.
Right.
You know, you want to make it a routine where on the floor you're playing at a certain level, intensity-wise, focus-wise, whether it's 1 hour or 3 hours. But tomorrow is going to be a shorter on the floor. Come back Thursday and probably make it a little bit of a normal practice in the sense of getting a lot of shooting in, you know, trying to figure out how we can get our rotations better when we do want to do different defenses. We usually pride ourselves on switching defenses and just keeping teams on balance. That just wasn't the case tonight. And Winamac did a good job of trying to make it a long or a slow game and pulling it out. Making the right pass and forcing us to defend for long stretches because they didn't want it to get in the 60s.
Right.
They needed it to be where it was to have a chance, and to their credit, they put themselves in a position. We just made enough shots to finish it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip home. Appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Coach Malco with us here on the post-game report. Final numbers. Our player of the game still to come. Rochester with a 40-32 win here this evening at Winamac. You want to go to the numbers?
I'm ready, but if you are.
Check them out there.
Check them out. Winamac Warriors scored 32 points on unofficially, 10 of 39 shooting from the floor, 26%. They hit 9 3-pointers, 1 2-point field goal. They were 3 of 6 from the charity stripe for 50%. They were led in scoring tonight by Russell Compton with 14 points. Bo Brandt chipped in 9. Trent Fox had 6. Matt Swartzel added 3 for the Winamac Warriors. They had 8 offensive rebounds, 13 defensive rebounds, and 9 turnovers. The Zebras win it with 40 points on 13 of 32 shooting, 41% from the field. They were 7 of 10 for 70% from the free throw line. They were led tonight by Grant McCarter, as we said earlier, with 23 points. Kyle Reinerts with 8. Tarek McLaughlin with 4, Blake Hughes 3, and Aiden Smith chipped in 2 for a total of 40 for the Rochester Zebras. They had 10 offensive rebounds, 19 defensive rebounds, and 15 turnovers in tonight's win. Again, the final 40-32 here at Winamac High School.
Quick timeout. Our player of the game to come. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's family medicine and women's health physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Coffin, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winamac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Anytime you can put the ball on the floor, go behind the back, avoid 3 defenders, and stroke a half-court three to be a part of your 23 points, it's going to get you some votes as we turn to our player of the game following Rochester's boys basketball win tonight, and we turn to look at Grant McCarter.
Oh, that's an easy one tonight. Grant McCarter really, he was slow getting things started, but there in that first quarter, but he really kicked it up there in that second quarter as he scores 11 in the second quarter and then finishes it, like you said, with 23. So a great night for Grant McCarter.
Winamac falls to 2-4. They'll play 4 of their next 5 on the road, including this Saturday at Knox. And Rochester now 4-1. And they're going to be road warriors as well. At Witco, as we mentioned with Coach, at Oregon Davis this weekend, the Tippy Valley game on the 15th. But then at Caston, at Manchester, at Northfield, pretty much rounds out the month of January. Gas yourself up if you're driving to any of these because it's going to be a lot of road trips for Rochester, and they'll need to clean up things. Obviously, you're happy with a win, but maybe not thrilled with how you got it. They'll have to be better against some tough opponents.
Well, and as you get into the TRC, things are going to get tougher. So, yeah, you've definitely got to. And like Coach Malco said, it was a Tuesday night basketball game here at Winamac, but, you know, and it's tough. But you got back-to-back Friday and Saturday night, so the guys will be ready to go, I'm sure.
We'll
have those.
Yep, have coverage at Witco and Oregon Davis on Friday and Saturday here on Giant FM Sports. For Randy Wynn, I'm Johnny McCurry. One more time, the final from the Indians True Value Scoreboard, Rochester 40, Winamac 32. Thanks for being with us. So long, everybody.
See ya.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service,